Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances.
610 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I want to thank Parks Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Good to be with you. You know I'll be here till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. I'm going to start my morning off with coffee. Jen Ercillo in for Eric Scott.
Yes.
I went on a leap of faith this morning, and I made a cup of coffee with the Keurig in the office kitchen, which I do find a little gross, the whole kitchen area.
Yeah.
But I trusted that you had refilled the water with the spring water.
And
the coffee's pretty good.
Yeah. We have two Keurigs. I filled up both because I couldn't remember which one you used.
I used the rectangle one.
That's
the
newer
one. Yeah. Now, I did notice that someone left the K-cup from the last cup in... Oh, look at producer Kristen pointing.
Yeah, it's me.
Now, Kristen, to be fair, Jen, you did own up to it this morning.
I said it was
me. I think that's fair. That's fine. That's all right.
I left it in there because I had to run in here and get ready for First News, and I completely forgot about it.
Jen, do you know how many people right now are rolling their eyes thinking, what a jerk he is? I can't imagine having to work with him.
I'm
nitpicking about the water. Now I'm calling you out about the K-cup. Oh, my God. Here's the thing. I lost my keys this morning and spent half the morning walking around the house looking for them. And then I took Jody's car because I was unsuccessful.
Not shocked by that.
Yeah.
Not shocked.
And now, so she's like, the keys are obviously in the house. You literally drove home last night. I'm like, okay. So maybe, I know they're somewhere.
Oh, they got to be in the refrigerator.
No, I never went to the fridge.
You didn't do that?
No, we had, by the way, and I'm going to write about this. So I don't know if the word picky, but I'm a little discerning in my judgment of restaurants and food, mm-hmm. especially pasta. Had the best orecchietti that I've ever had last night at Birravino.
Really?
In Red Bank. Have you been there?
No. I love Red Bank. Never
you
been
gotta
there.
You got
to go. Okay, I'm out. I'm there. I'm leaving now.
It was spectacular.
Excellent.
How about that?
All right.
High praise.
Love it.
Yeah, and I've got some pictures that I'll share on the website. Let me ask you real quick, to turn from food to near death. The guy lived.
Oh,
the jumper.
The guy that jumped on.
Oh, what was he? Where was he? Where was he? Where exactly did this happen? Because it shut down the entire highway.
Yeah, it was at the Fabian Bridge near Lyons Avenue.
What the hell's that? What town? Do you know what town that's in?
78 Newark.
Okay. So Lyons Ave, mm-hmm. Newark.
Yeah.
So he jumps off the bridge. How high is it there?
I don't know. I don't know how high that
is. He missed the bag, though. The firefighters had the bag out for him.
They had the inflatable. He missed it and hit the highway. I don't know how you survived that, but conscious and alert.
So he jumped off the Lyons Avenue overpass.
Pretty much, yeah. Yep.
Wow. I mean, thank God he lived. I hope he gets the help that he needs. But the question this morning is, were you stuck in that traffic, and how aggravated were you? You're driving a truck. You got somewhere to be. Mm-hmm. Some dude's having a moment, and all of a sudden, I mean, I'll say this, and I'm not going to be insensitive about it. People need help. This speaks to what I was talking about yesterday, that New Jersey does not do enough for mental health. We do not have enough resources allocated to the people that need it. I'm not surprised. This happens way more than you think. Every time you hear a story about some interaction between a train and a person that slows your NJ transit commute down, that's a guy throwing himself in front of the train. We need to fix this problem, but I don't want to talk about that yet because we did a roundtable with mental health folks and addiction services over the last week, and I will have our 10-point common sense plan on how we focus on developmental disabilities and help people, mental issues. All of these things will be coming out soon. But in the meantime, were you on 78 yesterday as it got shut down? And I'm glad they shut the highway down. I'm glad they put out the mat for the guy. He missed it. I don't know how that happened. But thankfully, this person lived, and I pray he gets the help that he needs. But I want to ask you on just a personal note of aggravation. Were you in the traffic yesterday, And have you ever been in traffic like that where you're so mad and then you find out it was a distressed situation and then you feel kind of guilty that you were so mad? Or in classic Jersey, are you not guilty at all and you're still pissed off saying, what the hell? Maybe put the fences higher on Lions Avenue so that doesn't happen. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:15 is the time. Traffic on the next.
Feel like a winner today? Then you should sign up for contest alerts on our free New Jersey 101.5 app.
I'm going to mention that New Jersey weather is brought to you by my friends at VCS Software. You spend hours agonizing over scheduling and payroll. You got to call VCS. Schedule your demo today. Let VCS show you a smarter way to work. For more info, go to VCSsoftware.com. VCS is owned by my friend Guy DeMemo. No joke, you got a small, medium-sized business. You want to absolutely get online. If you are a police department and you're in charge of side job scheduling, you want to get side jobs, you want to get paid right away, same thing. They've got jobs for blue. This company is fantastic. So get started online. Go to VCSsoftware.com. 6:22. Talking about the jumper yesterday, dude lived. And, you know, it does. On a very serious note, it is frightening how many people are suffering from mental illness in New Jersey and our government is doing nothing about it. Nothing. They don't coordinate between Children and Family Services and Health and Human Services. There's just a complete disconnect, and we have to fix it, and we will. January 2026, cavalry will have arrived, and changes will be coming. But between now and then, we got to look out for our fellow New Jerseyan. But let's just talk about practical. Dude jumps off the bridge onto the highway. He was on the overpass at Lyons Avenue, and traffic backed up for hours. Now, thankfully, the human side of us, you say, okay, I'm glad that they put out the net for the guy. Guy missed it, of course, or the bouncy, you know, pillow they put out. But he lived, and I'm thankful. Sadly, who knows what that cost yesterday, stopping traffic, and it gets me thinking about how vulnerable our infrastructure is. Again, how many tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of motorists were stuck because a guy was on the bridge? Let's go to Ozzy in Jersey City. Hey, man, you were stuck in that mess yesterday, huh?
I was stuck, and I'm about to get on to 78 now, yes. And I was there for an hour. I got out of work at 4 o'clock. I coordinated so I get home so I can go to the bathroom. And I was stuck. And what would have been the protocol? Because there was a woman behind me and a trailer in front of me. So I got out and relieved myself. I held it and held it.
Wait,
and held it.
Ozzy, I got to be honest, man. Hold on. I love the fact that you time your departure so you hit the bathroom at the perfect time. Because I get that. I get it. And then any delay, it kills you, right? Like you feel like your eyeballs are going to come out of your head, right?
Exactly.
So what'd you do?
And then you don't want to disrespect the person in front of you. I held it. Anyway, it was paid until traffic started moving.
How long were you delayed? What time did you get home?
An hour and 45 minutes. Exactly.
It took you an hour and 45 minutes from 4 o'clock. How long does it usually take?
30 minutes.
Wow, hour and 15 minutes stuck. I mean, the good news is they got it open in an hour, right? The bad news is you're so vulnerable, it could happen at any time. That's what drives me crazy. I don't know what the solution is, Ozzy. Let me ask you this. Did it make it any better that you heard that there was some dude that was in a mental health crisis, or are you like, I don't care what was going on, open the highway?
No. Somebody's going to, of course you feel for people and you want everybody to get the help that they need. So it doesn't make it, I understand it. I understand the reasoning, but, you know, there's people cutting the shoulder, crossing on the other side. I don't do stuff like that. I stay in lane.
Yeah. No, you're smart. At what point did you make the decision that I've got to hold it? Was there like a countdown in your head that I'm going to get out and I got to go?
Well, I was looking for cups, and I have empty bottles in my car and seeing if that was appropriate, but I would have made a mess of myself. So obviously I didn't do that. And I looked behind me and I saw that there was a woman in the car behind me. So I didn't want to do that either. I had respect, courtesy.
Man, you had a rough day yesterday. I hope dinner was rewarding and relaxing. Did you have a glass of wine when you got home?
I did not. I had a shot of Absolute.
Yep. All right. I hear you. You know what? It was a vodka night instead of wine. I got you. Ozzy, thanks for calling, man. Have a great rest of your day. Let's hope nothing happens today on the roads. Were you stuck in the traffic on 78 yesterday? Were you aggravated? And are you as concerned about how vulnerable we are to one incident? Could shut you down for hours. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:26 is the time. Let's do news with Jen Ercillo in 3 minutes. Six 37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey. Taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So, Jill Myra, you were not stuck in the traffic, Jersey traffic south, yesterday, 78 closed.
But I had a very similar story. That's the crazy thing. That was just, I want to say, was it just a month ago, on the overpass at Route 42, where we had the same situation. What they did was they lined up.
Someone was, jumped?
He was hanging. He was on the outside of the fence.
He was like on the wrong side of the fence.
Because they have those fences pretty, like, curved at the top, you know? And he was
He must have climbed up on the outside.
Well, because it's the side street, you know? So it looked like he came right from, like, there's, like, a Wawa nearby. I'm assuming it was a he. I'm sorry. But what they did was they lined up tractor trailers.
Yeah, it's interesting. Usually is he.
Yeah.
You don't hear a lot of women taking their life that way or even attempting to. Did they get the guy down?
They did. They eventually got down. But it was interesting how the tractor trailers were all lined up on 42.
Yeah.
And I thought, what about these? One of them looked like a FedEx truck. Like, these deliveries that need to be made or everything.
You think about how many
stalled hours.
I think about the ambulances that get stuck, right? Like, I think about rescue, fire, police.
Yeah,
I mean, you think about how many people are backed up.
But it went on for hours, Bill. Hours. You know, that's the crazy thing. And it backed it up into Philly.
Right.
You know, because it was 42 southbound.
So there you go. Two inside of 3 weeks. Bob Williams, New Jersey traffic north. So, Bob, I mean, it was backed up for hours yesterday.
That is, and probably that is amazing closure there that they've got the express and local. That is a wide stretch of 78 for them to close the entire highway there in the middle of rush hour after 4 o'clock for an extended period of time. That was an amazing closure there. Not many alternates. I'm sure a lot of people had to go to Route 22. And like Ozzy said before the news, I mean, you're stuck. I mean, they got that divider between the express and local lanes. You can't even get around there.
Yeah.
I go down there quite often for medical appointments at Newark Beth Israel, so I know it very well. And
Newark Beth Israel is right near that overpass in Lyons Avenue. Right.
And, you were asking about the height of the overpass. Pretty much a standard, 12 or 15-foot drop. And the amazing that the person survived. I mean, they missed the bouncy thing, and that he survived after.
Jumping. How did he jump? Did he jump feet first? Like, I mean, if you dove head first, you're not going to make it. I wonder why.
Right.
We don't know what happened, but it occurs to me that we are so vulnerable to that. I mean, I've been stuck on 78. I was going to work. I mean, this is years ago, but a tractor trailer jackknifed in front of us. And it was a produce truck. So literally 3 lanes of lettuce across the highway. And it was a good couple hours before they were able to clear it. Not like you need the hazmat team, right? But it was just it. And you think about that whole stretch. I mean, you are one incident away from hours of delay.
And how many people, every part of the highway system is crucial, but how many people are trying to get to a flight at Newark Airport? Those are the people we're not hearing from this morning who may have been late or had to have their flight plans changed.
The good news is Newark is such a crappy airport that flights are typically a couple hours delayed anyway. So
you got that built-in delay anyway, right?
Right. So if you think you're showing up 2 hours early, don't worry. You're at least 4 hours early. You're fine. Well, how does it look today,
this morning, by the way?
Looks good, right?
Everything's good this morning.
Good. Thank you, Bob. Always good to talk to you.
You got it.
Appreciate the insight. Guys, it's like you're one incident away. What's the solution? You stop the pedestrian traffic from walking over the overpasses? I want to know why there's any access. I mean, it would seem to me it'd be relatively simple to put fencing that extends out over the highway so you would be unable to climb around to get on the other side of the overpass. But let's face it, we can't secure our national border, so I can't even imagine how we're going to secure the border to an overpass on a highway. But it's aggravating because on one hand, you've got no support for mental health. On the other hand, we've got highways that are vulnerable to one incident. So think about it. You got all these pro-Palestinian terrorist protesters that are popping up everywhere. You've got streets and highways that are being blocked en route to airports around the country. You get a jumper on Route 42, locks up South Jersey traffic coming out of Philly for 3-4 hours. Now we have the same thing happen in Newark. I mean, I don't think that any of these incidents are test incidents. I think this is legitimately we've got jumpers. I mean, happens every day. Happens every week. Every month. Name it. You've got people in distress that we are not doing a good enough job. And this is one of the reasons why when I talk about mental health, we need something similar to what they have in Florida and California to be able to have someone put on an involuntary hold when they are a danger to themselves and others. I wonder how many of these incidents happen because people are having a bad reaction to drugs that they're taking, whether it's, 80 to 100% pure THC, which can cause psychotic episodes. Yes, kids, pot is not safe. It's not safe. Don't let the adults who are greedy for the pot revenue convince you that pot is safe. It's not good for you. It will alter your brain. Your brain's not fully developed till you're 25, and you shouldn't do it. And, for so many adults that tried drugs when you were younger, I smoked pot when I was younger. Not often, but I did it. Do I regret it? You live and learn, right? But I can tell you that what we had available when I was a teenager compared to what is on the street today, we were basically smoking a basil leaf compared to what you're doing today. And I wonder how much of that is a factor. I wonder how much of the adverse reactions to all the poison coming from Big Pharma and the drugs that are intended to deal with depression, et cetera, that they say on the ads may cause suicidal tendencies. Think about how insane our world is right now. Oh, are you feeling down? Well, don't worry. I have a pill for you. Now, it may cause you to want to kill yourself, but trust us. We know. So the entire mental health system is broken, and it's worse in New Jersey than many other states. And number two, our highway infrastructure is completely vulnerable because today it's a jumper, tomorrow it's an IED. And what are we going to do? So my question to you is, where's the worst bottleneck in New Jersey as far as if you're a truck driver, you're a commuter? I think the worst for me when I was driving north to it was always getting off of River Road onto 287. That stretch in the Bridgewater area was the worst that I had to deal with. And then when I lived in Warren County and I was driving east to get to Mars Plains, it was getting onto 78 from 31. Where's your worst? 1-800-283-101.5. Amy, I'll get to you right after traffic and weather next, 6:45.
Jersey 101.5 is available on smart speakers. Listen at home by saying, play New Jersey 101.5.
6:51 on New Jersey 101.5. So we're talking about the commute. Yesterday, jumper on Lyons Avenue in Newark. Took a header onto the highway. He lived. He lived. And I'm glad he lived. And I hope it's a wake-up call to our government and our legislature in particular. Where are the guys running for governor? Where's Steve Phillip on this? Where's John Bramnick on this? Where's Jack Cittarelli on this? What a joke. Three clowns running for governor. Ross Barakov, I don't take him seriously. I don't know that anybody does. I'm not sure if he's even filed. Steve Sweeney, another guy, too dopey. He's probably waiting for someone to tell him what to say. And, you know, Jack will take a poll. Like, I don't know, how's Cittarelli campaign feel about jumpers? So you're not going to get any action from the cast of clowns that currently are maneuvering and manipulating and trying to out-politic one another to be your next governor. Where you will get straight talk, opinion, and solutions is for me here at New Jersey 101.5. And it is very obvious to me that we have a mental health crisis in this state. And we have, on top of that, a vulnerable infrastructure where at any given time, your entire corridor could be shut down. It should concern everyone that you have hours of backup because one dude is having a crisis. We need a better solution. Now, I don't know if that means... And look, guys, you know, we have nets on the George Washington Bridge, right? We have nets on some of these areas because of our human compassion. We want someone to have a second chance. You know where I want to see the nets? On our bypasses over our highways. So the next time somebody's having a crisis, there's no chance of them ending up on the roadway. So we don't have to shut the highway down. How about that for an investment? And if you think I'm being harsh and cold, hey, I'm a Jersey guy. I live here like you do. And the trucks need to get through. Rescue needs to get through. Fire trucks, cops. And the idea that we don't have a solution, we ought to be looking at every one of these overpasses and saying, what are the chances that somebody could throw something over? What are the chances that someone could launch themselves over and put up a barrier so it doesn't happen? How much could it cost to string nets across so that you can't have this problem? And some dude jumps and gets caught in the net, you leave him there for a little bit. Then you go and retrieve him, get him the help he needs. You don't shut the highway down. But we have no choice now because we don't have that kind of defense. Where's your aggravating traffic spot in the Garden State? Let's go to Raymond in Warren. What's going on, Raymond? Morning.
Hey, good morning. Love your show.
Thank you. I
will let you know. You're welcome. I will let you know the bottlenecking, but as a high school counselor, I'm right there with you lockstep. It's been a few years, and I think that we need to do something, especially for our young people.
Yeah.
Mental health is a very big problem. I can't give credit to who I heard this saying from, but these darn cell phones, digital fentanyl. It's killing our kids and obviously all the other obvious things.
Digital fentanyl. You know what?
Digital fentanyl.
Man.
Credit to who I heard it from, so it's not me, but it's killing our kids. And the bottlenecking, there is no other place in the world that could compare to the Helix on 495 in the Lincoln Tunnel and the residents of Weehawken and Hoboken.
Yeah.
I've been living there for, having lived there for... the majority of my life, it puts a couple extra years on our lives. But the serious.
So, what do you want to do about it, Raymond? Let's just talk about that for a second. I mean, you're
more
a counselor.
Intervention. We need more intervention in the early grades. More intervention. More one-on-ones. We don't have enough counselors in our schools. We need to get ahead of it. We need to get to our fourth and fifth graders and show them how to use these devices. We're not giving them any information, or we're not giving them quality information on how the dangers of these things are.
Yeah.
You know, it's the conversation
now,
can go on for
Raymond,
hours.
Do you agree with me that, and you know, feel free to disagree, I am really hot about this absurdity of the TikTok ban, that I don't think the federal government should be involved in banning an app. I think we need to teach kids how to deal with it, because if it's TikTok today... it's something else tomorrow. The kids need the coping skills.
Yes, for sure, 100%. And I think that they need the coping skills across the board, right? But I think that the TikTok thing is a sensitive subject, I believe, for many, because, at least for me, my personal stance on this is the algorithms are not being controlled by us, from my understanding.
No, it's being controlled by the Chinese government, no doubt about it. I want to ban the Chinese government is what I want to do. TikTok is just a symptom.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, this is a a terrorist government that is enslaving people and putting them in concentration camps. And let me tell you, Raymond, we're not teaching that in school. Listen, I'm out of time, but it was good to talk to you. Thank you. I appreciate you, Raymond. Thank you. Keep the faith, keep the fight. Help is on the way. Let's talk about that. Mental health in school. Do you agree with me that we shouldn't be banning TikTok? I'd like to ban Chinese communists. I think Chinese communists ought to be tossed out of the country. That's a different thing than banning TikTok, which I think is foolish. We ought to throw out every one of those Chinese police stations that are operating six major cities. We ought to ban the Chinese government from buying farmland. We ought to get tough with China. They are our enemy. It's not about TikTok. But I do want to ask you, if you are a teacher or a mental health specialist, what do you think the solution is to help our kids? Because we clearly have a crisis of mental health in the Garden State. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:58 is the time. Jenner Silla with your news next.
What do you think? We want to know. Dial 800-283-1015. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
7-Eleven on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Good news to report. Jody found one of the keys, Jen. So what happened was I had to run out to the car last night and I grabbed my keys and I don't know what happened between the car. Like, I'm worried that, like, I also took out some of the trash last night, like it's in a trash bag. So then I couldn't find the extra key this morning. So I was aggravated when I got in. Jody found it. She sent me a picture of it.
Yeah, she found one.
Yeah, she's like, don't worry, here's your extra key. So I was just a dummy that I couldn't find
it. This is such a typical Spadia thing, though.
Ah, my phone, I lose the key. I need a team. And so I don't know what the hell happened to the other key. So I checked my pockets. I obviously had it.
Yeah.
Because I went out to the car to make sure. I had to move my headphones. Yeah. From one car to the other, because one car needs to go into the shop today.
Okay.
But it's not, because I had to take it because I couldn't find my keys.
Right, right.
So now I've changed the whole thing. Now we got to wait till tomorrow to go into the shop. So if you can tell I'm slightly aggravated this morning, you are correct. I am. Because I hate stupid things like that I can't find my keys. You What's my solution?
You said you threw the garbage out. Is it in the garbage?
It's possible.
You're going to have to go sifting through.
So one of the things, one of the chores around the Spadia house... is that our good friends at Giovanni's Cleaner, where I go to get my, you know, my shirts and my suits and everything. When you pick everything up, it's got the plastic and you got the hangers. So the hangers got to go somewhere. So I take my closet and I'm kind of annoying with organization. So the white shirts are all together.
Right.
The suits all face the same way. And here's why. Because I'm kind of a dummy. And I need to be able to just grab the first shirt and first suit.
Yeah.
So I'm not thinking about what I'm wearing.
Gotcha.
So if sometimes I'm wearing the same thing, it's because I put it back in the same spot in the closet. Anyway, so I had to throw away all the stuff. So I'm looking at my closet. It was a complete mess because we've been on the road for 2 weeks with no breaks. And then I got sick. So then I had the whole thing. I couldn't talk. And anyway, so I threw away all the stuff. And I'm wondering if the key fell into one of the garbage bags.
I think you're going to be sifting through garbage later. Please video that.
I think that's my first chore when I get home is to go to the bins, take out the trash, open the bag. I'm so mad.
I guarantee it. If she found only one key.
Well, the one key was in the drawer, so I couldn't find it in the drawer.
Well, that's another problem.
That's a huge problem. But you've lost your keys before, right?
No.
Seriously?
I've never lost my car keys. Now watch. Oh, I just jinxed myself. No. I've never lost my car keys.
I'm a little mental with this. When the kids are home and they borrow the car, they sometimes leave the key in their rooms.
Okay.
I get mad. It's a thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have woken people up. I'm like, where's the key?
Right.
The key's not in the drawer. Put it back in the drawer.
You have a drawer and they look, or a hook?
We have one drawer.
Okay.
That has all the keys in it. And I'm like, I do inspections. Like, before I go to bed, I check. Now, clearly last night, I did not.
I was going to say.
And I can't blame anyone because I'm the only one that had the key.
Right.
So this is a complete user error on my part.
It's definitely in the garbage.
I'm starting to think so, too.
I'm going to put Eric Scott's paycheck on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's do that. I'm not betting today. Eric's gone. I've got a reprieve from betting. All right, so my question to you is, give me a solution. Seriously. Am I the only one that constantly loses keys to the point where I now have a regimen at home, which clearly doesn't work? It works for me when the kids are home. Everybody else follows the rules. I'm the idiot that for some reason I can't follow my own protocol. What am I going to do? I need a lost key solution. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 7:15 is the time. Traffic on by the next.
Your daily dose of New Jersey on the go. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app, enroll in alerts, and dig into local stories, news, weather, and more. Your connection to everything Jersey.
All right, let's talk about, by the way, I want to thank Parks Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. So you can probably tell I was slightly aggravated when I got in. So one car had to go in the shop today, and now that plan is disrupted because I could not find my keys at 4:30 this morning. And what's aggravating is I was out at 10 o'clock last night after, by the way, having the best orecchietti pasta with sausage and rabi that I've ever had. Ever. Birravino in... in Red Bank, and our friend Marie was not working last night. So Marie, sorry, we missed you last night. It is absolutely, we had the best pasta dish. I couldn't believe it was so good. But I want to thank Justine and Rosemary, who both work at Birravino. They are also teachers. You guys are fantastic, always happy, always smiling, always professional, but and Justine and Rosemary, it really does speak volumes, right? They're both teachers. They're also working at Birravino. What does it tell you about how what we need to do in terms of paying our teachers and making them whole when it comes to working in the Garden State? But that's a separate issue. Birravino, absolutely one of the best. They make their pasta homemade. They use the imported flour. This orecchietti was over the top good. It had a garlic buttery sauce to it, just the right balance of the homemade house-made sausage with the homemade house-made pasta. There was just the right amount of sauce, the right amount of broccoli rabe. It was, when I say it was a perfect pasta dish, you know I'm picky about stuff like that. Wow. Anyway, so then I get home. I got to move my headphones from one car to the other. Now I can't find my keys. So imagine me, 4:30 this morning, I'm scrambling around the house like a lunatic looking for the damn keys. And I was too aggravated to see the spare set that I leave in one of the kitchen drawers. So Jody found that, sent a picture to me, probably to help me calm down and not be so angry. But it's so aggravating. It's the little things, right? Those little things, like you can't find your keys and it can set your day back an hour. What's your solution? How do you keep track of your keys? We'll go to Nancy in Metuchen. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm half better because I got one key back. Now I got to find the other one. You know, these stupid key fobs are like $300. That my cheapness has taken over. I'm going to be so mad if I have to buy another one. Ugh.
I do know the aggravation of misplacing keys. And a friend of mine gave me an AirTag for my birthday. For Christmas.
Oh, the Apple AirTags. You know.
Game changer.
Really?
It's so easy, yes.
Tell me, what do you do? Does it have like a separate key? Like, how do you get it on the key?
No, it's
tiny. It's a little round thing, and it's got a case that has a key ring on it, and I just attach it to the keys. And then when I can't find the keys, I go to Find My, then I go to Devices, and I say, and it says Nancy's Keys.
All right, hold on a minute, Nancy. Now, I'm looking at my phone. I have Find My, and I've got, like, my kids' cell phones are on here, right?
You have Devices, and then you have Items.
Devices. Oh.
And under Items, I registered my Nancy's Keys.
Oh, so I can add an item. Oh, look at that. Add AirTag. Yeah, I think that's about the sound it will make. I love it. So, have you lost your keys since?
Yes. Misplaced.
All right, so Nancy, you're making me feel better. Because I feel like an idiot. I lose my keys all the time. All the time.
Yep.
To the point where I drive everyone crazy when the kids are home. Like, my son Michael's going to come home for a couple days this weekend. And I'm going to be aggravated because he's going to drive the car, he's going to take the key, and he's not getting up at 4:30 in the morning or 3:30 in the morning when I'm up and I'm out the door. So the key will be left in one of his coat pockets, it'll be left by, and it'll aggravate me. Because I want to put them all in the same spot, and I'm the problem. I'm the one that loses them. Nobody else does.
Right. If you get the AirTag, you won't be aggravated because you just go Find My device.
All right.
Bleep, and you find it.
Did you hear the day I lost my cell phone?
The location.
Remember the day I lost my cell phone?
I don't remember that day, but I listen to you every morning.
That was the problem. But you know what, though? Jody could have it on her phone, too.
Right.
Right? So when I misplace my cell phone, which also happens every once in a while. All right, I like it, Nancy. I'm going to do it. Nancy, I'm going to buy AirTags on my phone on Amazon during the break.
Yes.
I'm doing it.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Nancy.
My husband and my daughter as well.
Have a great rest of your day. Thanks for calling. Appreciate the tip.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. What do you think? I'm going to do the AirTags. I'm going to do it. I'm doing it right now. Kevin, I'm going to get to you first after the news at 7:27. Jen Ercillo with the news in 2.5 minutes. Seven 37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So totally aggravated this morning. Lost. I couldn't find either of the key fobs. And all I'm thinking is, man, these things cost between $300 and $500 to replace. So Jody found one of them, which is great. Now I got to find the other one. I'm worried I threw it away. I need a solution. So I just did it. I bought the AirTags, and I've got Prime, so they'll be delivered today. So tonight, I will be putting AirTags on my keys as long as I find the one. I'm going to have a hard time doing it if I can't find the other keys. I'm just going to be aggravated. But I bought them. So that was my productive use of the news time. How about you? What's your solution? Let's go to Kevin in Lakewood. What's going on, Kevin? Morning.
Hey. Hey. I walk two dogs with the leash, and I have a third dog that I walk without the leash. When I bring in the two dogs, I have my keys in my hands as I'm removing the collars.
Yeah.
And I put the collars down. And when I'm ready to walk the other dogs, that's when I lose my keys. So you said that you moved your earphones to another car?
It was my headphones for the radio. I moved them one car to the other.
Right. So maybe you had it in your hands all together and you just tossed it.
That's what I'm thinking too, Kevin. But it's just so aggravating. Like, where the heck did they go? Did they fall out of my pocket when I went into the one car? I'm not sure. Like, and I went out twice. So, because this is the other thing, I left some of the leftover food from one of our dinners the other night, and it slid under the seat. And I thank God I had an instinct to just go check the car, and sure enough, it was there. Because I've had issues with food left in a car where the smell after time. I once spilled a coffee when I had baby car. I had the Ford Fiesta. That stupid car never smelled the same because it was a hot summer day. There was cream in the coffee. Oh, God, it was just rancid for weeks. But all right, so maybe, Kevin, I don't know. What's your solution with the keys, though, when you're walking the dogs? Like, do you have a clip to the leash?
I lose them almost every other morning, the same way. I have a path, my entrance through my foyer, through my living room, into my kitchen, and it goes on my kitchen table.
Kevin, are these all three your dogs, or are you a dog walker?
Yeah, they are my dogs.
What kind of dogs?
Basset Hound, Lab, Red, Jack Russell, White.
Now, the Lab, the Jack Russell Terrier, and the Basset Hound, they got to all walk at different speeds. So who's off leash?
The Basset Hound, Lab.
Does he keep up with those little legs?
No, I had to keep up with him. He trots, and his trot is faster than me running.
I love it. I would think the Lab would be the fastest one in that group.
No. It's Basset Hound mixed with Lab.
Oh, I got it. Okay. I got it. So you got a Basset Hound, a mix, and a Jack Russell. So they're all little.
Jack Russell. Medium size.
Do you walk them every day, Kevin? You walk them every day?
Every day they get walked. They don't mess in the house. They even wake me up to walk them.
I love it. What are you picking the poop up with?
Bags.
See? That's why we got to bring back the plastic bags at your shop in your supermarket. So you have an endless supply. All right, Kevin. Good to talk to you, man. Thank you. Appreciate the tip. Have a great rest of your day. All right, so question for you. What do you do to keep from losing your keys? What's something that you lose constantly? I did it. I just went on Amazon and I bought the AirTags. I don't know. I'm a little concerned about it. It was $79 for 4 AirTags. Is that a good deal? Did I get a good deal? Did I just get ripped off? Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. What's going to happen is I'm going to pay more for the prevention of losing my key than the actual losing of the key. I will video if I go through the trash today. I'll take a quick video of that. I'm hoping Jody finds it. Like, I'm hoping it's on the ground somewhere. I don't know. I'm so annoyed. Producer Kristen,
I don't see the AirTag thing going well either.
No, I don't either. Right? I'm a little concerned.
You can't lose the AirTag because your phone's going to find it, but with the beeping, and then what if it malfunctions? And
Well, what happens when I lose my phone? I mean, this happens all the time. How many times have I misplaced my phone?
That's true. Yes.
So now I'm going to have to make sure that Jody's got the AirTags on her phone.
Right.
Right? And then she's got my phone on her Find My.
This is very complicated.
I mean, I don't know. So now I'm aggravated because I just spent $79 on these stupid AirTags.
No, that's a good price. For 4?
Yeah.
For 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good price.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, I feel better.
Well, it's $20 each, right?
I don't know. I mean, if it prevents me from losing my keys, but I feel like it's like dummy insurance.
Well.
Like I'm too... see, and that's the thing. You buy these things, and I feel like, what an idiot. Why can't I just keep track of my keys? Am I the only one? And am I just doing too many things at once? I can't be the only one that misplaces things like keys. Now, I used to misplace the reading glasses. So my solution for that is I bought 2 dozen and I leave them everywhere. So typically, and what's funny is they tend to migrate. So like you'll find a nest in one car, and then I'll move them back to my desk, and then there'll be a nest there, and then they migrate around. But, you know, as far as the keys, the biggest issue is you can't find your keys in the morning. It's delayed. So has this ever happened to you? Let's go to Tom in Jefferson. What's going on, Tom? Morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm good.
You got to reach out to St. Anthony.
Yep. Something's lost and must be found, right?
Something is lost that needs to be found.
All right, that's it. I'm gonna text Jody now. I think I need her and her mom on the St. Anthony prayers. And I gotta find it.
It's unbelievable.
You know what's funny, Tom? You people think that's you're being light. You're not. It is so true. You say a prayer to St. Anthony, you do find what's lost. I'm mostly aggravated because I know the stupid key will turn up and I'm gonna look at where it ended up. And I'll be more aggravated at how stupid I was to either drop it in the trash by accident or it's left in a closet. Somebody suggested earlier it might be in the fridge. You know, I put food away last night. It could actually be in the fridge. That is entirely possible. Anyway, prayer to St. Anthony. You're on target, Tom. Thank you, man. Have a great rest of your day. Appreciate you. Everybody else, hang in there. I'll be right back. 7:45, fast traffic, instant weather, next.
Download the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sign up for alerts and receive instant notifications on breaking news, weather, and traffic. Staying connected to what matters most.
All right, guys. I got breaking news. Chet on Twitter had a great idea. Chet, seriously, thank you, man. He said if you think the fob is in the trash bag, take each bag to the car separately and see if it starts with the bag next to it. Right? Producer Kristen with the reaction. Board up Kathy with the reaction. How great is that idea? Chet, thank you. I'm going to hold the bag like it's my purse against the car, and if the door opens, the key's in the stupid bag. I will be so aggravated if I threw away the key fob. And then I'm going to have to go through the trash. However, I will be smiling thanks to Chet if that works. Chet, you made my day. What a good, you know, it's funny, Chet. If I were smart enough to have thought of that idea, I wouldn't lose the keys in the first place. So thank you for helping me out. Isn't that a great idea? Isn't that a great, but it's such a simple idea. So now you know what's going to happen. I'm going to grab both bags. I'm not going to be sure which one it is. I'm still going to be digging through because I'll forget. I'll take them both out. It'll be too close. But it wouldn't open this morning, so I know it's not within. I wonder what the radius is, if it's like 30 or 40 feet. But we're going to find out. I'm going to do this as soon as I get home. Okay, let's go to Juan in Jersey City. What's going on, Juan? How are you?
Good morning, Bill. How you doing today, Buffy?
I'm pretty good, man. Thank you.
You can have two ways to do this.
All right.
I don't know if you have a little vestibule or foyer at your entrance door.
I do, like but Juan, I go in the back because I park in the garage. That's the problem.
Oh, so maybe with a key hook and get into the habit. In my kitchen.
What do you do?
In my kitchen, we have a key hook. It's a little plaque. It's got an image of Jesus on it.
You know what I want to do, Juan? I want to leave the key in the car, but thanks to our attorney general and governor, it's not safe enough to do that. Right?
No, you're going to come back to Fort Mill Creek.
No. You're not kidding, man. You're not kidding. I'm just saying what I want to do. But you're right. All right, so you think the hook by the... Yeah, maybe, right?
It's the key thing. It's got like 6 hooks on it, 7 hooks. They're pretty big. You hang your keys on and walk away. But you got to get into the habit of everyday cooking.
I know. That's the problem. I need the routine, and it builds up.
Yeah.
It's a good idea though. It's a good idea. You know what you got to do though? You got to keep it far enough away from the car, so that the bad guys on the street can't start your car remotely.
I know.
There's got to
be some kind of a disabler where you can get something or. Even the manufacturer built in some kind of a disabled.
I want to know why your car doesn't start with Face ID like your phone does. Right?
Next. Get ready.
But I'm okay with that. I mean, I'm skeptical. I don't trust government, but I do like technology. Like, I'm okay if I sit in my seat and it's like, hey, you know me, though. It won't recognize my face because I'll be aggravated in the morning. And I'll have right? It'll be like, oh, Face ID not recognized. Call the dealer.
Unhappy.
Yeah, right. That'll be the problem. That'll be the problem. All right, man. Good to talk to you, Juan. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day. Let's go to Barbara in Old Bridge. Hey, Barbara, good morning.
Good morning. Part of what I was thinking has been said, but following routines with ADHD, I've learned that if I follow routines, even if I forget, I can go back to where I normally am, like the show Blue's Clues, and say, okay, I was here, I was there. The garbage, half the time...
Oh, my God, Barbara, have you just given me advice for Blue's Clues?
Well, like, it works. Go back to where you were, because they could have fallen underneath the seat. The idea with the keys, I do have a place where I put my keys. I always put them in my purse because I have to slow down. But the problem with leaving your keys in the house, like somebody said, is somebody can come in and see your keys right away. So
right.
Find a place where you put them, like right underneath your pillow every night.
They got to be somewhere where they and you need to have a certain distance from your car, right? Because otherwise the crooks can start it from the street, which I've learned. So we keep them far enough away. The problem is they got to go in a certain drawer. They all go in the same drawer. Absolutely. But then this morning, my foolproof plan didn't work because I couldn't find it. So you're throwing at me a Blue's Clues technique. You may be right, though. Maybe it's come to that.
Where you got to just slow down and say, I lost my keys last time. Where were they?
Yeah.
They could be there again. And next time I'm going to put them here. Because every time I'm doing five things at once, I know the first thing I do when I walk in is this is where my keys go.
I know you're right.
Too much. I learned because if I don't follow routines, I'm a teacher too.
Yeah.
Every day we follow routines because they say it provides that comfort too. It's one less thing that you have to do, worry about in the morning. Like I pack the night before. Everything goes in my purse when I get home.
You know what's funny, Barbara? I'm like that with the credit cards because I don't carry a wallet anymore. So I just carry two credit cards and two forms of ID. So I'm really good that it goes on, and I've got an inbox set up on my desk in my home office. That's where that goes every night. I stop in my office every night before I head up to bed, and I put them where they should go. I've never had a problem. I've lost my credit cards on the street because I don't have a wallet. But that's another issue. But I haven't lost them at home. For some reason, the keys... That's what I'm thinking. Maybe I need a new spot for the keys. All right, Barbara, I'm on it. And I'm going to be thinking about Blue's Clues now. Thank you. 757, Jen Arcillo with your news in 3 minutes.
Your phone, your radio. It's that simple. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app for an on-the-go listening experience. Thanks to our Listen Live sponsor, Guaranteed Service, New Jersey's premier plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical service provider.
810 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank Parks Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chinatown every morning, every hour on the show. All right. So we've all done it. Well done it. You write that angry text. You're mad at somebody. Now, and sometimes you send it. But I learned something the other day, ladies of the morning show, from producer Kristen. Mm-hmm. Listen to this, Jen.
Yeah.
So apparently, Kristen will write an angry text responding to somebody and paragraph, 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 anger, anger, anger. And at the end, highlight it in blue and delete it and just put K.
And then hit send.
And then send.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I tell Jody this yesterday. She's like, has Kristen ever K'd you? I'm like, you know what? That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't want a K from me.
Right,
yeah.
So now I'm like, I'm waiting for the K.
Let
me tell you something.
You have to.
I get a lot of Ks.
From other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that what's going on?
Oh, it might. It depends.
Is it only women that do that?
Well, I've noticed that the older generation.
Yeah.
K's are different meanings than how
like
I would send it.
K means okay.
Right.
Okay. I'm picking up what you're laying down. I hear you. I'm doing it.
Is that how it is to you? That's how you portray it?
That's how I portray it.
Definitely not how I take it.
How is it supposed to be interpreted?
It's a big middle finger in the air.
Really? It's a Jersey salute.
Yes, it is.
100%.
Yes.
Stop it. The K is the new F-U.
Yeah.
Is
that
what it is?
Absolutely.
Wow.
It's like
I didn't know that.
If your wife said, you do what you want. You do what makes you happy.
That's not good. No. If Jody says that, I know I'm in trouble.
That's the same thing.
Right. It's like saying, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fine. I know that's bad too.
Yeah.
Look, I took the husband course. I get it. I'm fine is bad. You do what you want. Definitely not good.
No.
But I didn't know the K thing. That was not in my book. Is that like an addendum? Is that a modern thing?
I guess so, but it's
like, does your husband understand the K?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he does.
Has he ever been K?
And sure, if I send sure.
Oh, yeah.
I think I sure you before.
Oh,
Bill.
You definitely sured me. There are definitely shores in here. Oh, my God, of course.
Maybe I was busy and I'm going to think of some excuse now. Yeah, sure is
I'm going to go scrolling through my text now. I'm going to go identify all the K's, all the sure. Sure, I know. That's like a sure. Like, I'm just tired of fighting with you.
Right.
You're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So whatever.
But yeah, like,
whatever.
I think what's funny about the whole thing is, it's, instead of just writing K, though, you write a whole big thing first.
Yeah, well, so here's the thing. You guys know I have a short fuse.
You do.
Maybe a little bit of a temper. So I react right away. But I'm smart enough to be like, wait a second. Let me reread this. Right. This is kind of harsh. Let me delete it.
Okay.
And just
so,
say, okay.
All right. So let me ask you this. Do you then write that in the text? So when I'm writing a text, I do it. But Jody is smarter than me, as we know. So she'll write a text either in a note or first without putting the name in
100%
smart.
I just reply. I got like I'm in danger zone. I got the name there. As I'm typing away.
You're hitting send. It's
now the other day I was mad at a guy and I just and I'm like and I just let him have it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
But you
there was no K. I just boom sent it.
But you meant to send it though.
Yeah. I want to double down. If he responds, I'm going to double down.
That takes a lot for you. You don't get angry.
I don't.
Often, at all,
no.
actually, at all. So, I don't know what he said to you.
Right?
But,
can you imagine that I was the anger level was here?
So, what happened? Did you get a reply back?
No.
Well, that's not good.
No reply. Yeah. So that's gonna make its way around. I'll see that in an ad someday.
Yeah, you sure will.
Right?
Well, now I'm
that'll
scared.
Be posted.
I'm scared now. I don't want to get K'd by Kristen.
We're all now on the lookout for the K.
Oh, this
right?
is great.
Because I want to know what preceded the K.
Right. Yeah.
You'll never know.
So that's like, K is like, I am so mad at you that I've just deleted what I said and you got a K.
Right.
All right. So question for you. Have you sent the K? Have you K'd anybody? Have you ever sent a text and you sent it and you regretted it? Have you sent an angry text and you just felt really good about it? Because even Jody said, she's like, do you feel better? I'm like, yes. As a matter of fact, I do.
See?
So I'm glad I didn't K it. I'm glad I just sent it. But have you ever gotten the K or the sure or the okay? What is, what texts have you sent? And do you do the text writing in notes before you actually send it? And have you ever gotten halfway through and it was super angry and you were about to delete and instead you sent it? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 815 is time. Traffic on the next.
Got something to say? Dial 800-283-1015. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
It's 823 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. So we're talking about every sent a text that you regret, an email you regret, left a voicemail that you regret. They did a whole Seinfeld on that when Jerry and George tried to go and take the tape. But, of course, that doesn't exist anymore. And if you text something, it is forever. Have you ever recalled the text, Kristen? Like, you can delete your text.
No,
You can unsend
yes,
it.
Yes, right. No, I've never done that. I never had to.
I did it for the first time yesterday.
Did you?
Here's why. I got Elizabeth Nader and Elizabeth, my daughter.
Oh.
I just put E in and I moved too fast. Wasn't anything big. It was just wrong person. Like, it was totally out of context to Elizabeth Nader that I was sending to my daughter. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if I can delete that. And if you hold on it, you can delete it with the new upgrade.
What happens on the other end
I don't know. I should have asked that. They see text has been deleted,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that how it works?
That's awkward. I would want to know what. Why did you do that?
What did you delete? Right. I then retexted to say, hey, I just recalled that because it was going to my daughter and it was whatever it was.
Right.
It was not a big deal. But I wonder if I've ever done that and I still don't know it.
Oh, that's awkward.
Right. If you sent a text to somebody that was not for them. And
well,
I think we all do this. Excuse me. I think we all assume that your text will never be read.
That's true. Because it takes a while sometimes. But then.
Yeah. But I'm saying. You don't realize it's forever.
Oh, like even after you delete it, you're
saying. Oh, you know, you get yourself in trouble. Like, you know, you all of a sudden the lawyers are coming for your phone and every single thing you've got on your phone. I never understood why people have like racy pictures and everything else on their phone. I just think it's so stupid to do that.
Well, a lot of people, their iClouds get hacked and they got all sorts of stuff
And it's all there.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I am paying for extra storage right now. What the hell am I storing that I'm paying an extra like $2.99 a month?
Probably your 50,000 emails that you have unread.
Oh, I wish it was 50,000. I am now up to unread emails. I challenge anybody. No, nobody's beaten me in the whole state. 348,830.
How many text messages do you have on unread?
I have 216 unread text messages. That's probably a bigger problem, right?
Oh, definitely.
Anyway, there was an app chat about the text messages.
Yes, Angela in Rockaway. She says she gets a K from her teenager all the time, and he told her that it's short for okay, which, yes, that's what it's short. Yes, but this is where I was saying before, it's a generational thing.
Yeah.
Like my dad, right? A boomer. Yeah. He says K because he thinks he's cool, right?
Right.
What are you, Gen X?
I have no idea. I'm 55. I'm a senior, by the way. A little respect.
Sorry.
I don't know. Am I Gen X? What am I?
I think so. I'm on the older end of the millennial generation. If you ask any of us, like, K is not okay.
K is not okay.
It means okay, but it's like we're mad.
I get a KK sometimes from
that?
The team.
Well, I think KK means like...
Maybe KK is like, hey, I mean this not as an insult, but as I'm actually okay with it.
Yeah, I think
but
it's
then
playful.
If you're going to type two letters, why not just do okay?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think KK is a playful, like, okay.
You got to be careful.
Just K?
One less, well, one more, you got
yes,
a problem.
You
got a problem on either end
that's
of the K's.
Right.
All right, so have you ever sent a text that you regretted, and or have you sent the wrong text to the wrong person because you were moving too fast, and did you get yourself in trouble? Was it a personal text that went to a work colleague or vice versa? 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 827 is the time. Jen Ursula with your news in 3 minutes. .38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. All right. So you ever sent a text to the wrong guy, wrong person, mix up coworkers and friends, embarrass yourself? It happens. We'll start with Tina in New Egypt. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good. I had a really big mix up the one day, and I still to this day don't know if she actually read it, but I just walk on eggshells. So I work at this place, and I'm not going to say the name.
Yep, that's okay. That's all right. Don't worry.
And I have a really good friend that works with me, and you know, we rant about work every once in a while. And he had the one girl was really nasty to me, and I sent her, the girl that I'm good friends with, I sent her a message saying, you know, so-and-so's being a B-I-T-C-H today. And it was a couple hours later, and I look at my phone, and I realize my best friend that I work with has the same name as the girl that works with me's best friend, and I sent it to her.
Oh, whoops.
And it was an iPhone, so, like, sometimes you could see when someone read it or not.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It never said that they read it. It just said delivered, so I unsent it even though it was like 3 hours later, and I was like mortified because like I'm not that type of person normally.
Of course you were.
Like, it was just a bad day, and I was like, oh no. And so every time I see her, like she seems fine with me, so I'm like, I guess they don't know.
So you sent it to the friend of the one that was acting up that you were annoyed at?
Yes, we all work together, and two girls had the same name.
That is really funny. I wonder if she, you'll never know. Don't you want to ask her?
Well, what I want to know is why she didn't ask me that, like, hey, what did you mean to send me?
Well,
you know, like, because it says unsent, so, like, she never even bothered to find out what I meant to send her or what I didn't mean to send her.
That is so, you know? That's so bad. I my guess is she read it.
Yeah, that's,
Don't you think?
Probably.
Because, and maybe she did the right thing. Read it, didn't get to share it, you unsent it, and maybe she didn't tell the person because she didn't want to gossip.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, honestly, you know what, though? She deserved to be called one. She was being one. So, you know, I mean, maybe she's just owning it. Maybe she's like, yeah, I was, you know?
You know, actually, that's possible. Because we know when we're acting up and we're like, all right, I'm a little nuts today, and I know it. That's funny,
it
Tina.
It was out of her character, too, to act like that. So I was like, you know, she's being a B-I-T-C-H today. Hey, I probably am half the time, too, you know?
What kind of work do you do, Tina?
I don't know if they're listening.
Okay, don't say it. That's right. We don't want to have, you can't unsend what you say on the radio. So,
yeah.
right?
I'm an admin assistant for a very big company.
I love it. I love it. Tina, I think that's hilarious. And it's so easy. It happens to everybody. Thanks for sharing the story. Have a great rest of your day. You take care. All right, let's go to Chrissy in Lakewood. Morning, Chrissy.
Morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm great today. You sound good today. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. And that AirTag thing?
Yeah.
Perfect. I have one. And my son-in-law has this thing called the Tile for his wallet.
What's that?
And he has an app on his phone so that if he misplaces his wallet, he can find his wallet.
You know, my problem is that I don't carry a wallet anymore. Maybe that's a problem. I have loose credit cards in my pocket, which everyone makes fun of me for. But I hate the bulkiness of a wallet. And everybody's like, oh, no, they've got the thinnest wallets in the world. I'm like, right, but it's still the thickness of a wallet. Like, I'd rather just have the credit card and my license. It's all I need.
But you can attach a wallet to the back of your phone and slide them in and have them in your pocket.
I know. I don't like that either. It's too thick. I'm very particular with that. Like, I want the thinnest phone possible. I'm thinking of down. I want to change my phone now because I bought the bigger one and it's just too big. Like, I need a smaller phone. It doesn't need to be this big.
Right. And this whole texting thing, I've sent out, like, texts to friends that weren't supposed to get it.
Yeah.
And I did have, like, similar thing, like, the last caller, where the names are, like, coincidentally some the same.
Yeah.
And as soon as I sent the text, I go, oh, my gosh, this isn't for you. I'm so sorry. You want to go out and have a cocktail? And,
you know. It's so easy to make that mistake. What about K? Do you ever use K or KK?
Yeah.
And what do you mean by it? Because if you get a K from producer Kristen, it's not good.
Well, I say it's short when I want to be short with somebody, but if I want to really answer them, I fully answer them.
Yeah.
You know, but my daughter who's 30 does the same thing, and my son who's 25 does the same thing.
They just say, like, all right, mom's asking, and they're like, okay, meaning okay. I'm fine with whatever you're saying.
Bye. See ya.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, it doesn't have to be negative.
Just like my daughter was calling me, and I said, I'm going on New Jersey 105. I'll talk to you later. And she goes, okay.
All right. So, see, that's it. Or maybe she, you know, she doesn't like me and doesn't want you coming on. I mean, I could go either way with that K. I'm not sure what that K means. Huh.
Because you're the topic in our household because I, you know, I still have to meet you and stuff like that. But we love you.
Well, thank you, Chrissy. I want to meet you, too. Look, our schedule's public at BillSpadia.com/events. So I am in Ocean County and Monmouth County often. And I'll be in Atlantic City today. But stay tuned. I'll meet you at one of these events coming up. Thanks, Chrissy.
Bourbon, yeah.
You take care. Yeah. Thank you. All right, Tom, hang in there, Florida man. I will be back in just a couple of minutes. On the other side, we're talking about, have you ever sent the wrong text or the right text to the wrong person, got yourself in all kinds of hot water? Have you unsent it, and then did that make it worse? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 844 is the time. Traffic and weather is what's next.
Your direct line to the studio, all in one app. Download now and use our New Jersey 101.5 in-app chat to connect with our hosts. Stay engaged, stay connected. Join the conversation.
I'm talking about your text messages. Have you done what we've all done, sent the wrong text to the wrong person, or the right text to the wrong person, or the wrong text to the right person? Point is, could you overcome? I don't even know if that made sense, but you know what I mean. You write a text, you send it, you're like, oh, wait a minute, wrong person, yikes. Or have you sent a text and you're like, you know what, I'm glad I did. I had to school someone the other day and decided, you know what, I'm just going to let them have it. And sometimes honesty is very refreshing, pulled no punches. And I realize I'm in a public world and, you know, if the person wants to circulate that around, that's possible. I don't care. Sometimes you got to just lay it on the table and let people know when they've done something that is wrong. I'm okay with that. I think we need more honesty out there. Sometimes we got to stop maybe suppressing what you really want to say and say what you really want to say. Well, you know me. I've been saying what I really want to say for 9 years now. And it pays off because you know what you're going to get with me. How about you? Have you done this? But if you sent the wrong text because you were saying something to somebody you thought you were talking to, and in fact, you were sending it to the wrong guy. We'll start with Erica in Toms River. Morning, Erica.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
So, what have you done?
So, back in my dating days when I was single, mm-hmm. You know, you go on a couple dates and getting to know someone, mm-hmm. and kind of realizing that he had bad breath.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Oh, what happened?
I think it was like, you know, you're doing the casual texting, and it was kind of like, oh, God, this guy just, like, doesn't take a hint. So I'm, like, complaining to one of my girlfriends, but I sent it to him.
Wow.
And it was, like, one of those things I tried to do, like, damage control, and I was like, oh, LOL, like, I'm just teasing. And
did the LOL work or probably not?
You know, like, after that, I think he got the hint, so.
So, wait, Erica, I've got to ask you. The guy's got bad breath. What hints were you dropping? Like, hey, I got some mints we can share.
Yeah, I mean, right? That's a polite thing to do. Just like, hey, you want a piece of gum?
Yeah. You know, don't you wonder if life would be different if we all just spoke our minds? Like, hey, did you not brush your teeth this morning? Because your breath stinks.
I absolutely agree.
Right? And what would the world be like if we were all super honest? I wonder.
I think it would be a better place.
I do, too. Know? But how do you do it, right? Was that the only thing? Was it the breath or no? It was just gave you a weird vibe.
It was like, I feel like I kind of like, you look for the excuses. Like, cause yeah, if you're yeah. into them, you would get past the bad breath and you'd be like, hun, listen, like... Let's go to the dentist. I think you got something.
You know, it's funny you say breath, Erica, because I have such a paranoia about that. Going back to my time at Parris Island when I joined the Marines, the drill instructors would have you swallow a little bit of mouthwash because breath was part of your inspection. If you had bad breath, that's it. And I got into that habit, and I know how bad it is. And I still do it once in a while before a speech or before I go in to meet, yes. you know, and it's, it, so I never have bad breath, but I'm swallowing mouthwash, which I also do not think is a good idea, but.
You're just sanitizing, like, you know, everything.
That's what I think too. I think, hey, maybe it is good for you. I don't know. Erica, that is a funny story. How long after the text did you end the dating?
It didn't go far. It definitely didn't.
But now,
and you know,
it's a great story though. I love it. Did you end up telling your girlfriend what happened? Like, oh my God, I was sending you this text.
I was like, I'm such an idiot, and then I'm sending screenshots, and then I sent the screenshot to him. So it was like, it was bad.
Oh, you just made it worse. Oh, yeah. I think you may have wanted to get caught there, Erica. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Right?
I didn't really care.
Hey, obviously. Real quick, how did he react, though, with the LOL? Is he like, oh, no worries, no problem?
He was just, he was just kind of like a character. It was like, kind of like, I don't think he gets it.
How is his breath on the next date?
I don't think we went out again.
Ah, too bad, because I was going to say, if his breath was good, then it reaffirms that honesty is the best policy.
Yes.
Well, maybe you saved him for the next girl.
I think so.
There you go. Good to talk to you. Take care, Erica. Bye now. All right. Sorry, Florida man. I'll be back. You are first. After the news, John, you too. Hang in there. 8:55. Jen Ursula with the news in 4 minutes and 22 seconds.
Take control of your information flow. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sign up for app alerts and get instant notifications on breaking news, weather emergencies, and traffic delays to stay connected to what matters to you most.
Nine ten on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So, hey, I want to thank our new friend, Fran, who runs the Beach Grill in Long Branch. Fran, we had a great time there. Thank you for inviting us in. We did tweet about our experience there and talked about some of the great ladies we met at that ladies' lunch that you were hosting. And Jody loved the chicken salad, cranberry, whatever concoction that was that we left with. So thank you for that. And the chips were great. And the salsa, you guys do a great job. So Beach Grill in Long Branch. Add that to your small business list of places that you want to check out. All right, we're talking about texting, and have you sent a text to someone that you didn't mean to? I think that story we heard earlier about the boyfriend with the bad breath and the text. And then I don't think LOL solves all problems. Jen, would you agree?
No, it doesn't. Like,
if I'm like, oh my God, the dude has bad breath, what am I going to do? LOL, if it goes to that right. guy, is not going to help you.
You try to save it with a LOL.
But do you agree that maybe we need that? Like, maybe it's time to say, hey, you know what? Your breath kind of stinks. You got to do something about it.
Would you appreciate that?
No, no. I don't know. Well, I am not taking the risk, which is why right. I have mouthwash in every car. I carry the little, I buy the little single use mouthwash.
Right.
So yeah, when I walk in anywhere, I am constantly using mouthwash.
Yeah.
Because that's my big fear, that I'm going to be close to talking to somebody and you will not get a second chance to make right. that first right. impression. Right. Right.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Which is why and for all of you that are insulted that I've gone to your restaurants for a meet and greet and not eaten, I don't eat during the day because I'm not going to have something in my teeth. I'm not going to have the breath of whatever I ate. So I'll go sometimes a 14-hour day without eating.
Wow.
Yeah, but then I'll eat when I get home. Now, that's not also, I'm working on it. I'm working on a schedule. I'm not there yet. I got to figure it out in the next couple of months, but I will. But I that's why I don't do it, because, you know, I owe people I'm talking to not have the breath of like the liverwurst and onion sandwich that I used to eat at Arthur's during the workday when I worked for Weikert.
Well, we thank you, Bill.
So good, though. That, you know. My God, liverwurst and onions. Have you ever had a liverwurst and onion sandwich?
I will never. And
on rye bread with
No. Come on back.
With like a whole grain mustard. I mean, it's just so good. All right.
Oh, boy.
Texting.
He's gone.
Have you ever made... Yeah, now I'm thinking about the sandwich.
We've lost him.
Liverwurst is delicious, by the way. And you don't know what you're missing. It's delicious. All right, let's go to Florida Man, Tom in Vero Beach. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, how are you, Bill?
Good. How's Florida?
Good. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it's crappy up here today. We got rain, misty. It's gross.
Oh, no. 72 degrees right now. Crystal clear blue skies. Beautiful. Going up to 80.
Ah, nice. You going to swim today?
No. Just, you can't go to the beach every day, Bill.
They're the problems you want to have. They're first world problems. Do you miss Jersey, though, Tom?
I miss the pizza, and yeah. I have family up there.
Yeah. So I'm working on bringing you back. You know that, right?
unless you could bring this type of weather up there,
I can't fix the weather. We can fix just about everything else. Like, we can fix the roads, we can fix the taxes, the school funding, we can do all that, but I can't do anything about the weather.
Okay.
Don't you miss Four Seasons? Come on.
Well, I love Four Seasons as long as they're all summer.
Okay. And there you go. All right. What's your issue with texting? Have you done it?
All right. Well, I have the remedy that you never mistext anyone.
Tell me how you do it.
Call.
There you go.
Okay. It seems like today we got into the 14-year-old girl's attitude of sending notes, you know, so the teacher doesn't see them. If someone is important enough to you, you call.
So it's funny you say that, Tom. I do both. I will make phone calls. I actually block out a couple hours each week to make sure that I'm calling back people that I need to be in touch with. And you are 100% right that the call means something. But I also find people are so rushed that they also appreciate a text. I'm finding that when I leave a voicemail, sometimes people will call me back 4 days later and then apologize. Sorry it took me so long. But I realize because they're ready for the quick text with misspellings and everything else. And that's just the way it is. But I do miss when it was easier to have a conversation. The challenge is I can't go back and reread a conversation. I can go back and reread a text and find out where we left it off. But I get what you're saying, Tom. I think on a personal level, you're absolutely right. Better to make a call.
Right.
Right?
And see, the thing is, with text messaging, it's the context in which it is written. Like, you could have, like, text, have a good day, meaning a friendly, have a good day. Or did you mean, have a good day?
I get it. The inflection's not there. I try to be very clear. Sometimes in my text, I will say, just so we are clear, here's what I mean. But I get it. You're missing that human touch. Tom, thanks for calling. Enjoy 80 degrees and sunny today. All right, 916, fast traffic instant weather next.
Feel like a winner today? Then you should sign up for contest alerts on our free New Jersey 101.5 app.
9:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you about 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. All right, Kristen, Jill, you're making fun of me the way I say that. Somebody said that I say that in the morning. I am Bill Spadia. Like, I have forgotten who I am.
Yeah, you're questioning yourself.
And I need to be like, wait a minute. No, I am Bill Spadia.
That's like an affirmation.
I'm affirming that I still remember who I am.
I'm Spadia. I'm
right.
And people like me.
I'm good enough.
I'm good enough.
I'm smart enough.
I'm smart enough.
And gosh darn it, people like me. Who was that? Was that Stuart Smalley on SNL? Yeah. Gosh darn it, people like me. Not everybody, as we see from the app chats, right? Hey, we want to do another hate fest.
Oh.
Where we pull the crazy haters off of social media and we'll have Eric Scott read them.
Okay, you have to say something, though, to start pissing people off. Because right now it's like mellow. It's a little mellow right now.
You don't think anybody's mad with anything I said this morning?
I don't have any hate on the app chat.
Wow.
At least not today.
Maybe I'm just more popular than we think.
Maybe
are. That's it. Maybe my popularity is surging right now and no one is angry. Well, thank you, haters, for coming to see the light. I told you I was right. You'd end up coming around eventually.
Well, there you go. And
right?
There it is.
And so it begins. I mean, any number of controversies, right? That, I mean, I don't know. All right, tomorrow I will upset some people with a couple of opinions.
Okay.
I mean, I upset that woman the other day when I'm like, drag the protesters by their hair off the highways.
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
she was so mad at me.
Monday.
But I mean it, though, Monday. And it's a good visual. Like, if I'm angry at you, I would like to see someone grab you by the hair and pull you off the street so we can clear traffic. I thought that was okay. I stand by that.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think it should be by the feet, by the hair, whatever the hell it takes.
I used to see
get
that
these dirt bags out of the way.
I hate when I see that at bars.
Yeah.
Well, it's
right?
These Palestinian protesters I'm talking about. Like these stupid kids in what is the school?
This is Eastern in Voorhees.
Every
in
one of them should
County.
Be suspended. Every one of them.
Well, they
suspend
want to.
They're punks.
The kids want to do a nice silent, I don't want to say nice silent, but yeah, they want to go outside.
But they don't
even
know what they're talking about. You
right.
ask them one question about Palestine or about Israel, they're going to have no idea. Anyway, the reason we were all talking earlier was it's summertime.
It is.
And Christmas is around the corner.
Exactly.
How many shopping days till Christmas, right?
I'm not there yet.
Guys, it's May next week.
I know, and it's going to
be. You realize that, right?
Sunday
is
going to be
in
the
80s. Well, what's today? I don't know what today is.
24th? Wednesday is going to be May.
Yeah.
May 1st.
Yeah.
So it's going to be 80 degrees next week and May.
Yeah.
It's over.
That's what happens.
Right?
And guess what I'm doing? May 7th, which is... Oh God,
what are you doing?
Next week. Open in the pool.
No kidding.
Way.
Yeah, the cover's
it's kind of early.
I know. It
now,
is.
Do you open your own pool?
Yeah. No.
You got a guy?
Clear Channel. I pay Russ and... it's great.
Pay him cash? Is that like a whole under the table thing? Or is
I don't
it...
know. Sometimes it depends.
I shouldn't
whatever
move. I don't want to out Russ.
No, he's legit.
Doing a job. I don't know.
But it's
does
awesome.
Does he like work for a big company and he's just doing you a favor?
Yes, it's Russ's company. He works hard, the guy. You know?
Let me tell you something. That's hard work.
You don't know what he's dug out of my pool. Last year it was a bloated squirrel stuck in the filter. It got in there somehow wet and...
Why do I find some humor in that? Am I the only one that finds some humor in the bloated
Don't
squirrel?
Don't you have a pool?
Like, yeah, but I've never found it. Let me tell you. You know what? That's a whole story we'll get to that later. 9:27 on New Jersey 101.5. honestly, I'm not sure what we were talking about, but my question to you is, have you ever sent a text to the wrong person and tried to pull it back and you couldn't? 1-800-283-101.5-927. Jen Ursillo with your news in 3 minutes. .938 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I've got bad news for everyone. More breaking news this morning. Good. First of all, breaking news. Jody's mom found my keys.
The other set?
Hey, how about that?
Where were they?
They were in a couch cushion.
I told you.
How's that even possible?
How did that even happen? I told you, couch.
I know.
But wait.
Actually, Board Op Kathy had said that. It could have been in the couch.
So you sat
so
on the couch.
I probably sat down. Yeah. It popped out of the pocket. Like, who knows? But maybe I was using the spare key and I didn't realize it, which is why I couldn't find it yesterday.
Jill, don't try to follow it. Jill's looking at me like confused.
The key is found, so our long national nightmare has come to an end.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that good?
I thought it was going to be in the car seat.
Both key fobs are found.
Oh, I thought it was in the garbage.
So here's what's really aggravating.
Yeah.
I just spent $80 on those damn air tags.
No, but don't, because you're going to lose them again.
Exactly.
It's going to happen.
I know. This is like the sixth time in two months I've done it. All right. Okay, that was first set of breaking news. Okay. Very, very good news.
Yes.
Right. Now I got bad news.
Okay.
Here's the bad news. The whole delete the text thing?
Yeah.
Nope. Does not work. Doesn't work.
Wait, you mean sending and then trying to delete?
You cannot unsend.
You can't. Who's sorry? Why did you?
My fault.
Well, no. All right. Okay. Let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to read this to you.
I'm going to read this to you. Yeah, go ahead. Kristen's.
If they read it.
Wait, no, 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 no.
If they read the message, you can't.
We just tested it.
I took a screenshot.
Okay.
It says, you unsent a message. Kathy may still see the message on devices where the software hasn't been updated.
Well, right, without the update.
So that, right, but she didn't read it.
Yes, I did.
Now you read it. So I sent her a text.
Right.
That said test.
And she did not read it.
She did not even open her phone.
Right.
Then I unsent the text.
Right.
And it said to me, unsent.
Okay.
Then she went to the text and it was still there.
So who hasn't updated their system?
Kathy.
So older phones, if you have not updated,
they can't unsend the text. But you get this false sense of security. So now.
Well, that sucks.
So now I'm like, crap. Now I got to go back through all those texts that I. Man.
And we've talked about this before, and Eric and I have both said we haven't updated. Like, my system's old.
So
I have an old.
If I send
iOS
you a
system,
K.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right? Then it's I can't unsend it. You're going to see it.
I sure am.
I know.
You'll get a K right back.
I'll get a K right back. No KK, just a K. Oh, my God.
Well, KK is okay. KK is like okie dokie.
See, Jen wasn't here when we were talking
about
it.
Look, guys, KK is too dangerously close to a third K.
I would not.
Right. Don't play around with the K's in your text.
But K singular is.
I think we should bring K back and make K great again. Let's not make K a negative.
Is this the new platform?
No,
why not? Because you need it.
I need it.
You need something.
I have nothing
else.
An emoji doesn't do much.
Is there a middle finger emoji?
There is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, why not just do that?
Because it's funny. Like, that's funny.
Because if that's you not, do...
I see.
But
you
also...
You don't really mean it if you do
if
that.
If you do the middle finger emoji, you're clearly stating how you feel. Okay, we don't know what that means, kind of, sort of.
Well, that depends what you're getting it from.
Right. But he didn't know what K meant until you explained it.
True. No, I didn't realize K followed a long, angry text that you were spewing all kinds of vitriol. And then you're like, I can't say that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Exactly.
Because K should have to be in response to something.
Yes.
So like when I don't tell you that I double book guests for the same time slot on the same day.
Oh, how did you know you did that for Friday? That's good to know.
I saw that. K. I actually want. Yep.
Now she's verbally K'd you.
To be fair, just so we're clear, and you know what? Any of you out there that have talked to me in events know this. What do I say? I'm like, I got to talk to producer Kristen. I'm not sure. But yeah, of course you can come on the show. That's what I say.
Right.
Of course you can come on the show.
And then you forget to tell me.
That's the problem.
Yes.
So people internalize I'm coming on the show. And then all of a sudden, like, the phone starts ringing. And you got people lined up. They're like, Bill told me to call.
Bill told me. Bill told me to call. Right.
Do
under
me a
the
favor.
Bus.
Can we just set a rule now? If I say call the show, you're always welcome. Don't lead with Bill told me to call because you get me in trouble with Kristen. So there's no reason to say that. Just call. Actually, here's the workaround to producer Kristen. Don't tell her I told you to call. Just call and say, hey, I heard what Bill was saying just now, and I spontaneously decided to call. Right?
There you go. Sure.
Because how would we know? Okay.
Sure is another one.
Sure. Sure is bad.
Yep.
Yeah, sure is bad. Yeah, I know. All right, anyway, so here's what we've learned. Mm-hmm. A, I just spent $80 on air tags, and I'm going to try to figure that out tonight.
Return them.
No, Kristen, he'll need them again. You know he'll lose them.
He'll find them again.
Bill
won't find him again. No. Somebody else.
Jody and her mom have a knack for finding. Like they, nothing goes missing in the house.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
Save your.
So I've got air tags. My family. I've got a family of natural air tags.
Just call Jody an air tag.
Just stop right there.
Stop
right there. I don't mean it as a negative. I mean, I think my guess is they said a prayer to St. Anthony, and St. Anthony's like, hey. The dummy left it on the couch. He has no idea. He's walking around with keys falling out of his pockets. Listen, who knows?
As a Catholic, that works.
That works.
Totally works.
I will bet you Jody said a prayer to St. Anthony and boom, found the key. Don't you think?
Always. I always say it.
So the modern version of St. Anthony is the AirTag. Anyway, I'm going to try it. I even bought the stupid holder. So I've got clip. God. I've got the AirTag and the clip. So now I got to figure out how to
You'll probably do this. Lose that.
Well, I did Prime delivery today. So now I'm speaking in Atlantic City later this morning. I've got to go run to Atlantic City. I got to go look presentable because I'm in a ripped sweatshirt right now. So I'm going to do that. I speak to the Municipal Clerks Association. Michelle Bobrowski invited me and I'll be at the Hard Rock today at 3:15.
Well, that's not this morning then, Bill.
You said I got to go home. No, but it's 2 hours.
Right.
So I got to go, you know, and then I've got a million calls to make. So you're right. This morning. Yeah. Atlantic City, because of the distance, I consider it like it's early afternoon, but your day, you can't fit too much in before that because of the travel time.
And the mouthwash.
All right. It's 9:45 on New Jersey 101.5. We're still talking about the lost keys and the text, and I'd love you to weigh in. Do you agree that K has just become a negative and sure and fine? Someone tells you they're fine or fine, sure, do what you want, you're in trouble. 9:45, fast traffic, instant weather next.
New Jersey 101.5 is available on smart speakers. Listen at home by saying, play New Jersey 101.5.
And I want to thank Parks Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time. Appreciate you guys. I want to thank the staff at Birravino. Wow, incredible. Incredible pasta dish last night. You can read about it and actually see the dish that Jody and I shared last night at Birravino. It was over the top. And I want to thank Justine and Rosemary, two teachers who work at Birravino. Birravino is an Italian restaurant in Red Bank. Plenty of parking. Great, great, great place. And they make their own homemade pasta. You're not going to feel bloated. They're using that imported Italian flour. I mean, it's just, you can see the pastas hanging to dry in the restaurant. I mean, just over the top. It's that good. We had the orecchietti, and it was delicious with sausage, which is house made. And, broccoli Robin. It was in a butter garlic sauce. I want to thank my friend Marie who works there. Marie, sorry we missed you last night. And don't worry, we'll be back in on Wednesday or Thursday coming up soon enough because I've got to go. I'm chasing this dish. I actually said to Jody, I'm like, I don't know if I can have it again. Like, I'm afraid it won't be as good as the first time we had it. It was that good that I almost want to just savor the memory of that great dish. Like, it was last meal good. Like, I'm picking. Look, if I'm writing about it, trust me on it. So there's another place in Marlboro, Il Nido, which does they do this pasta dish. It's like one noodle. And it's, I forget what they call it. But it's absolutely delicious. And then, of course, I've talked about Ama And my friend Akil and his family that owns Ama in Hillsboro, they do a gnocchi, which is also last meal quality. It's a short rib gnocchi. So anyway, specifically Justine and Rosemary, who work at Bearavino, I know you guys are teachers and you know where I stand with the teachers. Unfortunately, the Republican Party over decades, including the weak, weak leadership in, well, not even leadership. I don't know what you call them. Guys like John Bramnick that were pretend leaders in the minority, in the assembly. Then he somehow, his incompetence got him promoted to the Senate. Not sure how. Now he wants to be your governor. But that joke aside, the reality is that they've done a terrible job of communicating the difference between the backroom NJEA bosses and the teachers. And I want all teachers to know that real Republicans support teachers. Real Republicans support our trade unions. Real Republicans support real people who do the basic foundation jobs in our communities, cops and firefighters and nurses. And I didn't see any of the guys right now that are parading around like they think they're going to be your next governor. Didn't see any of them standing with our hero nurses when they were striking for better staffing. Not for money, for better staffing at RWJ, if you remember that. I walked with those nurses. I stand by that. And we're going to stand up and fight for our working class and our professional class and everyone out there that is trying to put food on the table and dig in with me in New Jersey. I promise you, just hold on. Help is on the way. I want you to go to the website, nj1015.com/BillSpadia. What I did today was I wrote an article and I gave you my 10 points on what needs to happen as we battle the demons of addiction in the Garden State. You know, we've got these profiteering big pharma backroom executives that don't care what they're pushing. They'll push drugs on your kids. They'll push vaccines that have adverse effects that could do more harm than good and have done more harm than good. And they hide behind, well, we're necessary. And yeah, of course, there's a lot of good innovations that have happened with modern medicine that are positive. But you know what? The poison they've pushed on our kids, giving a kid a pill for every single thing that comes out, Big Pharma needs to be held accountable. And I promise you, in January 2026, they will be held accountable for the people that they've poisoned over the years and what they've done to contribute to the out-of-control addiction crisis that we have in New Jersey. My 10-point plan is on the website, nj1015.com/BillSpadia. Read it, digest it, and hey, for all you guys that think you're going to be the governor and you're all running, take some notes maybe, and it'd be okay if you want to copy some of my points and use them, because you know what? They're good policies, because we know what we're talking about here. 9:55, I am Bill Spadia. I got to get out of here. I will see you tomorrow. Hold on. I'm coming. Don't worry. 9:55, see you tomorrow at 6.
Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.